Ookie, hello there, and welcome to the Fox Den. Nistu Anagok Biksipidaki. I am Andrea Truejoy Fox, your host for Talks with a Fox. I'm happy you have joined me on this colorful adventure of self-discovery and lifelong learning. Throughout my journey, I have met some amazing human beings who are living inspirational and intentional lives as they fulfill their purpose and share their gifts with the world. I am excited to share these conversations with you, as well as some stories from my life as a Blackfoot woman, Nitsitabiaki, and as a teacher and artist who is navigating through this exciting and beautiful world we live in, challenges and all. So grab a tea or coffee and get ready to feel inspired as you reflect on your own exciting journey and your connection to the world. We are in this together, and there is so much for us to learn and share. Let's do this. I just want to thank you for following this wonderful journey and for connecting with Talks with a Fox on all of our social media and liking and commenting on our page. We appreciate all the inquiries that we have received regarding how you can further support Talks with a Fox podcast. So we have gone ahead and set up a Patreon account where you can subscribe and support the podcast. Feel free to go to patreon.com/talkswithafoxpodcast. There's also a link to the Patreon page on our Buzzsprout page where you can donate the amount of your choosing. It means so much to me that you are on this journey with us. Hello, Oki, Idamik Sitsigek Sistigo, Nistu Anagok Biksipidaki. I'm Andrea Truejoy Fox, your host for Talks with a Fox podcast. And today we have a very lovely guest. In fact, I think she just might be our youngest guest that we've had yet on the show. And many of you who follow along the podcast may already know who she is. She is the founder, the entrepreneur, the business owner behind Gookum Scrunchies. Welcome, Maya Beaudry. Hello, Maya.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I heard you had hockey practice today. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, how was that?
It was great. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, I just have to tell you, Maya, I'm not a very good skater myself. So I admire you that you know how to skate and you know how to play hockey.
Yes.
So when did you start playing hockey?
When I was 4 years old.
Wow. Okay. I am super impressed because I am a long ways from 4 years old and I don't know how to skate. Okay, Maya. So can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Kitigan, ZB.
Okay. You know what? I haven't been out that way, but now I'm going to look into where you're from because I hear you are Algonquin and I have some Algonquin friends.
Yeah.
All right, Maya. So you are the business owner and creator of Gookum Scrunchies. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell me what your business is about?
My business is about scrunchies out of Gookum material.
Okay. And for people that don't know, what does Gookum mean?
Gookum mean in our languages, it means grandmother.
Oh, yes, that's right. I love that. And I think it's amazing that you paired that with a scrunchie because you are just right tapping into something very big right now, which is the business of scrunchies.
Yeah.
When I was your age, I used to wear scrunchies and now they're just making a huge fashion comeback.
Yeah.
I just recently received my order of scrunchies. I ordered some last week, I believe, and they just came in the mail last night. And in fact, I'm wearing a scrunchie right now. It's the purple Miss Maya.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm guessing that was named after you. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Very well deserved. And I just have to tell you, Maya, purple is my favorite scrunchie.
Oh my God.
Do you have a favorite scrunchie?
I like the blue one.
Okay. Is that Cook'em Dana?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That is a gorgeous color. I mean, all of them are. And I think I know what I'm getting the ladies in my family who wear scrunchies. I think I know what I'm getting them for Christmas. So hopefully they're not listening to this.
Yeah.
I did order the green one. I think that one is called Cook'em. Let's see. Yes, Cook'em Maggie. That's right. I ordered that for myself, but then I thought, okay, I'll give it to my niece, even though I really like it for me.
Yeah.
Okay, Maya. So tell me, where did you get the idea to start this business?
So we have like powwows. That's where all the native people gather around. And there's like competition powwows. There's nothing for like the little kids. There's only like teenagers, and then like adults. And then there's nothing for the little kids. So I really wanted to host a special. And I speak to the owner, and he said yes. And then I need to prepare. So we made, like, because my favorite is scrunchies, and we had, like, Cook'em scarves, and then put it together, we made a Cook'em scrunchie.
Wow, that's brilliant. You know that? You are very talented, I can tell, Maya, and very creative, you know? I'm an art teacher, so I love this for so many reasons, what you're doing with your business, because you're creating and you're designing, and then you also are putting a business, you're putting it into business, which is great.
It wasn't a business, it was just a fundraiser. And then in March, we turned it into a business with Shopify.
Okay. Wow. And I can say that it looks like you're already having a lot of success, and you're in your first year of starting your business.
Yes.
How did you feel when you put your scrunchies out for sale?
I felt confidence that people would buy them. And I felt good.
Wow. Yes. I mean, not surprising because it takes a lot of confidence to be an entrepreneur, you know, and to get a business off the ground and to make it a success. Yes. I can see that you have some scrunchies that have already sold out, such as the autumn scrunchie.
Yeah.
Will you be making more of those?
No, it's a limited edition.
Oh, no.
We release limited edition every Sunday.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Listeners out there, if you heard Miss Maya, they release a limited edition every Sunday. Okay, I'm already following your page and everything, so I'm going to now put that in my calendar.
Also, we also release them at noon.
Okay, noon. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to have to make sure I have my alarm set for 10 a.m. because I'm 2 hours behind you.
Okay,
so I hear that you like to dance at the powwows. You know how to dance different styles?
Yeah.
Can you tell me? Yeah, so what styles of dance do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy doing traditional and fancy dance, and jingle, and hoop dancing.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You are just super talented. Do you have a favorite style that you especially enjoy?
Traditional.
Good pick. Yeah. Wow. I dance fancy myself, and I did learn some hoop dancing once upon a time ago, and more recently, traditional I've started doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we'll bump into each other on the powwow trail one of these days.
Yes.
Okay, Maya. Where do you see your business going? Let's do a little imagining here. So let's fast forward to 5 years into the future. Where do you envision your business going at that point?
Being in like workshops in a store, making t-shirts and hats. Yes.
Oh, those are great. I mean, people are already just so excited to purchase your scrunchies. I can only imagine what they will do when you continue to add different products to your business. I'm just on your website here. And by the way, I love your stickers. I got a sticker and I have no stickers on my laptop, but I'm going to make that the first sticker on my laptop.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm looking at your website. I see that you have some beautiful scarves and you have your stickers and you can buy, the Cook'em Scrunchies World. Tell me about that.
The Cook'em Scrunchies World is $75 and it's 9 different colors. That's how much we have. And then you will get it. Yeah.
That's a very good deal too, I would say. And I think for Christmas, our Christmas shoppers, there's a lot of people that start now shopping for Christmas. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So tell me about the name. Each Cook'em Scrunchie has a name. What do those names mean?
They mean like either a role model in my life.
So these are people that you know then, is that right? Or you know who they are?
Yes. And so people that inspired me.
Wow. What an honor for them to have you create a scrunchie and connect it to who they are.
Yes.
That is a brilliant idea, Maya. And so do you pick the colors that you see connected to these women?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Beautiful. Yes. So who is Autumn, the amazing limited edition scrunchie that sold out recently?
It's for like fall.
Okay. Well, that is so, it just matches.
Yes.
It's completely, yes, I would definitely, and I can see why lots of people purchase that one right now because it's the perfect fall colors.
Yeah.
Okay, looking at your scrunchies here, can you tell me who is Desiree? Cook'em Desiree.
Desiree is one of our close friends. Yeah.
Okay, and in your own words, what makes Desiree special? What is special about Desiree?
She's helpful to me, and she's very nice. And she does pumpkin rolls. That is very delicious. yeah.
Wow. And so that's why you picked orange, I'm guessing. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Pumpkin rolls sound really delicious now that I think about it.
Yeah.
So what do you like about the fall, the season of fall?
I love when all the colorful leaves and Halloween, and you could sometimes smell that the weather is changing, and I like that smell.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I'm with you too on that. I love fall, and like you said, the leaves changing colors, yeah. and the Halloween. Do you have a costume picked out for this year?
No, but I'm thinking to make it.
Oh, okay. Yes, you definitely have to make it now.
Yes.
Do you remember what you dressed up as last year?
A clown.
Oh my gosh. Do you like clowns too?
Yes.
I love clowns. I know that some people say they're scary, but I just think they're so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite food that you like to eat in the fall?
I like those pumpkin seeds.
Oh, yes. Me too. Do you make your own?
Yes.
Wow. You are somebody who is just very skilled. And it sounds like you like to explore doing different things. So I'm guessing, do you like art?
Yes, I love art.
Yay! I love that. What are some things that you like to make outside of your scrunchies, of course?
I love to paint.
Ooh.
I love to sketch.
Mm-hmm.
I like to bake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. And those are all wonderful ways to express your creativity.
Yeah.
What is something that you enjoy painting?
I love painting flowers.
Okay.
On a big canvas.
Oh, wow. Yes. I always say the bigger, the better with any kind of thing that you're making with art.
Yes. Oh, and I also knit.
Oh, wow. Do you see yourself making some products that might go onto your website that you do through knitting?
No.
Okay.
Kind of hard to me to finish my knitting.
Yes, it takes a lot of patience, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, and I also bead.
Oh, okay. And how did you learn how to bead?
With my mom.
Okay, yeah. And what are some things that you've liked to bead?
A keychain.
Okay, a keychain.
And I'm starting a medallion.
Oh, okay. Yes, those take a lot of time. Yes. And a lot of patience. So good on you.
Yes.
I'm just so impressed with you, Maya, because you are such a talented, confident, smart, and friendly person.
Yeah.
Now, because I'm a teacher, I have to know, I have to ask you, what is one of your favorite things to do in school?
My favorite thing is doing math and art.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible. Wow. And that's so important. And I love hearing when students talk about enjoying art and then also enjoying math, because math can sometimes be challenging and so can art, but it teaches you a lot, as I'm sure you already know. It teaches you different skills and really how to use your brain in different ways.
Yes.
So, Maya, do you have any sisters or brothers?
I have a brother.
Okay. And is he older than you or younger?
He's older than me. He is 17 years old.
Oh, wow. So you have a nice big brother.
Yes.
Wow. That's really good to have, especially as you get older, too. You know, you'll always have somebody looking out for you and helping you in life.
Yes.
Does he help you make the scrunchies?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. I love that because when we can help each other, especially families, you know, that makes you, I think, become closer as a family, you know, when you're helping each other with something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sure you have inspired your friends and lots of other people and definitely lots of adults for sure.
Yes.
Wow. I know your community is really proud of you and your family, of course, and your mom. It sounds like you have such an amazing support with your mom, too.
Yes.
Outside of making scrunchies, and we know that you play hockey, and we know that you like to make art and you enjoy math, what are some other things that you like to do, Maya?
I helped fundraised at my school, Pete's, for bikes and scooters.
Okay, so those went to different people then, is that right?
Well, since it's COVID, we can't use a gym, and so we do it outside, and we helps with to try to fundraise, and we made yellow scrunchies because yellow is like a really good color. And they sell out quickly.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, they're raising $4,400. We gave them $400 of helping them with our scrunchies.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Maya, I just have to tell you, you're a very thoughtful person, and it sounds like you have a very, very big heart.
Yeah.
You know, because it sounds like you think of other people and, you know, you're always thinking of ways, different ways to help other people.
Yes.
So can you tell me, what is one of your favorite things about being a business owner of Gookum Scrunchies?
I get to, people send me pictures that they got and they're very excited, or videos, and that I love that. Yeah.
Wow. I bet that's like one of the biggest compliments, you know, to see other people wearing your product and sharing it with their network.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm just so amazed by you. And myself, being a new entrepreneur, I'm so inspired by you, Maya. You know, you've really inspired me, and I can tell that you are helping others in our Indigenous communities and other people, you know, realize their dreams, you know, that anything is possible, and that you can go chase those goals and crush them.
Yeah.
You are a true trailblazer, Maya, and I respect what you do and what you stand for, and you are a true warrior and a leader.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. No, thank you for doing what you do. And I know that all of the young girls and young boys out there are being inspired by what you do, because now they're going to say, you know what? If Maya can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Well, Maya, I am going to, before we close our super sweet and fun conversation here, I want to finish off with what I call fun facts. Four fun facts. So I get to ask you four questions that will help our listeners know a little bit more about who the artist and business owner is behind Gookum Scrunchies. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Maya, I have to ask you, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Oh, yay. That is a great color too. Okay, Maya, next question. What is your all-time favorite food?
I love pizza.
Pizza!
Oh, good choice. Do you have a favorite topping?
Cheese.
Oh, yes. That seems to be a popular one with people your age. I've thrown enough pizza parties as a teacher to know what people in grade 4 like to eat when it comes to pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, Maya, do you have a favorite book?
Yes. Zombies Don't Play Soccer.
Oh, wow. I have to check that one out. Zombies Don't Play Soccer.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to check that out because I'm a bookworm, and if you say it's a good book, then I'm going to look for it and read it.
Yeah.
Okay, Maya, last question, number four of the four facts about Maya.
Okay.
What was your favorite part of our conversation today?
Talking about scrunchies.
I love it. Yes. And, you know, you are passionate about what you do. And that's just so amazing because it's wonderful to have skills and ideas, but to also enjoy what you're doing. That's, I think, one of the most important things. Would you say to enjoy what you do?
Yes.
Wow. So amazing, Maya. Yeah. Okay. I have to ask you, for all of our listeners and all of our future entrepreneurs, people out there who are contemplating coming up with a business idea or bringing their business idea to life, what is some advice you would give them?
Never to be shy. If you have a dream, go for it. and be yourself. Yeah.
Wow. What would you tell somebody out there? What kind of advice would you give them if they are starting a new business?
Create something, for everyone. And follow your dreams.
Wow. Wise words. Everybody, you heard that from the one and only Maya Beaudry of Gookum's Crunchies. Follow your dreams and create something for everyone.
Yes.
And your scrunchies, Maya, are something for everyone. Anyone can wear them.
Yes, young and old.
Yes, I love that.
Yes.
Wow. Well, it has been a true honor talking with you today, Maya. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on here today and sharing your story and sharing your wonderful laugh with me today and everybody who's listening.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, my dear, you have a beautiful rest of your day, and thank you to your mom as well for helping to connect you and I today.
Okay, thank you.
Gadakiramatsin.